Okay, Cosmos, back cover. This is the story of a few people who back in the late 90s or whatever, a couple of decades ago, were given the task to figure out how the cosmos looks. Their job was to develop concepts for an exhibition or an exhibition in India showing the Puranic cosmos of old Vedic India. This is the story of one of the concept developers who have been working with this project throughout the years. And his journey through the cosmos, the world, not only found in ancient India, but all over the planet, in cultures from the east to the west and north and south. It's the story of his journey. That also takes the reader onto a journey into the cosmos. As it looks, once you're able and willing to take that point of view, this book should not be read as some intellectual, philosophical theory. It invites you to try out a different worldview. To step into that world. Which has been here all along, that you can live in if you like it. While there are certainly language discrepancies here and there, each word has been carefully chosen to bring about this experience, to share that insight which the writer got by doing the service of writing it down. It should be read slowly, peacefully, word by word. with your intelligence, but mainly with your soul. I hope and pray that many will be inspired by this story, both for the development of that exhibition, but more importantly, which this is all about, for the developments of our own lives. And the clarification of our worldview to one that works. And can help us to live happy, satisfied, and peaceful. Yep. Hare Krishna.